Can I make a living as a hot dog vendor? As with any business or occupation, there are those, sometimes few, that make incredible incomes. They are those who become the poster children for their specific field or niche. Take real estate investing, for example. Thousands upon thousands jumped into real estate when the markets were booming. Late night exercise equipment infomercials were quickly replaced with get rich quick real estate investing courses. Like weight loss infomercials depicting some happy, successful, thin real estate mogul. Tom just lost his job, and in just 11 months, we have purchased this and this and two of these. We're rich. I never would have believed it could be so easy. Always accompanied by the ever so small print at the bottom of the screen. Results not typical. So what makes hot dog vending different? What makes a vendor any more likely to succeed? Lots. A hot dog vendor creates his own niche. He creates a niche at 5th and Main, a niche at the local bottling plant, or at the city park. He's not limited to just those locations, but he or she is their own niche. A vendor delivers steaming hot dogs on a soft, warm bun in which every bite releases a glorious taste sensation. Condiments and toppings are endless in variety, and every vendor can set him or herself apart from the redundant mediocrity of most brick-and-mortar establishments, creating again a more tailored and exclusive niche market. From Japanese fusion hot dogs to cheese-dipped, pulled pork-covered dogs on a stick, your options are only limited by your imagination and the friendlies at the health department. I stick to the tried and true, a hot dog, a bun, and the standard condiments, ketchup, mustard, mayo, relish, pickles, chili, and cheese, but only because it works for me and it's what my customers enjoy. Hot dog vendors can write their own checks. A bad location for a vendor doesn't spell disaster as it would in a real estate purchase. It happens to most all vendors. We pick a bad event, a bad location, or a bad time at a particular location. But none of these spell disaster for a vendor. We hitch our wagon and roll to the next spot. Vendors don't need thousands. We don't require droves of customers to make huge incomes. We don't require closing agents, nor title work, nor lawyers, nor an abundance of luck. Luck never hurts, but its absence will not determine a vendor's successfulness. Vendors only need that 50 or 60 or even 100 customers a day to make incredible incomes, six-figure incomes. Most Americans, some 52%, live at or below the poverty level. They never have seen a $1,000 weekly paycheck. Most have never seen over $2,000 monthly. Vendors, depending on their drive, their personal budgets, can make that and far more. Yes, 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 there are vendors whom are perfectly satisfied with $100 a day, and there is nothing wrong with that. Yes, there are vendors whom have just begun and in the first month struggle to find the right location, suffer bad locations, and make less than their desire. But the vendors that are still making very modest incomes after a year are either lying, poor-mouthing, or not motivated for more or else. Why on earth would they continue? This may piss a few of you off, and I know there are always exceptions to the rule, but I enjoy knowing and speaking with hundreds and maybe thousands of vendors. I hear their stories, I hear about the struggles, and I hear about the successes. The vendor, after 1 year of vending, will not be broke from vending, will not be bankrupt from vending, will not be at a loss. One whom vends for a year will probably continue to vend for years to come. Not for the 401k, not because the job is easy, not because vending makes millions, but because it works. Because vendors can determine their own pay. They can seek that perfect location, even if it requires months of trial and error, all the while making a living. I honestly don't know of anything like it. However, I am sure there exists other occupations that enjoy similar benefits, but I do not need them. It is why the title of my course is called Hot Dogs Saved My Life. They did. Yes, I struggled for a couple of weeks, but even on the worst days, I made an hourly wage far exceeding the incomes of many educated professionals. I do get calls and emails from those just starting out that tell me of $30 and $60 days. Inevitably, there is always a solution. Usually, it comes in the form of a new location, a different sign, or sometimes a little more time. Remember, vendors don't work. Okay, most vendors don't work 40-hour work weeks. We enjoy a shorter work day. Even with preparatory work and cleanup, we often are out no more than 5 to 6 hours. What separates a vendor making $100,000 a year from one making $25,000? Almost every time, it's location. Location, location, location is key. But I can't find a good location. Well, how many have you tried? Have you read in my book where I share my locations? Ones that often are never considered. Sometimes it can be your appearance, your signs, your consistency. What is consistency? Well, if you have a spot that doesn't have lots of walk-by traffic and you are relying on pulling people off the road and you are there sporadically, you don't keep consistent hours, then you'll probably not find business all that appealing. You don't have to be there 7 days a week and 12 hours a day. Just find a schedule that works for you and work it. Consistency makes for consistent customers. I have a customer in Arizona, small town, less than 10,000 people. She worried that sales would be very low. She would have busy days and then days that weren't worth the time to set up. She would call and inform me of her daily challenges and successes. Over time, we narrowed it down to the days it worked, the days that more people came. We also narrowed down her hours. This is why keeping even post-it note type records of your daily sales and times is important. Eventually, she had it figured out completely and purchased a second cart from benscarts.com and runs two carts in different parts of town. Yes, I could give you countless stories of success. I could even give you the weekly rundown of complaints from those struggling or not yet prepared for the commitment. But how does that affect you? It doesn't. I get calls from some that say, Ben, what about the economy? Well, I did a video a while back on YouTube called A Bad Economy is Good for Me. In retrospect, the title seems a little insensitive, but I was being honest. The economy lost me my million-dollar farm. It destroyed my income. It put us in a dinky mobile home and wiped away those nice vehicles. But that same bad economy, and even worse now economy, is a driving force for those wanting a good deal at lunchtime, those wanting something great tasting and inexpensive. We vendors are unique. There is a charm and a sense of nostalgia for vendors eating from a hot dog cart. The experience is intensified by those vendors who go above and beyond serving quality meats, fresh buns, supreme condiments, and ingenious concoctions all atop a friendly smile and a warm heart. We are the epitome of self-made and self-employed. We represent the values of never quit, take my job, take my retirement. I will succeed. I will not wait for work to find me. I will not sit idly by, but instead will create my own. I will support myself and others. I will. We are the unsuccessful furniture store owners, the displaced chiropractic, the contractless contractors, the laid-off auto worker, the downsized office staff. We are you. We are determined, and we will succeed, and so can you.